Hi there, this is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTees.com, 1-800-601-6975. Now here's your POV of the day. You called into our cock control line, and while you were waiting to be connected to the dispatcher, you hear this sweet voice and tinkling music asking you if you've been following along with the Locktober Museum blog train. That same sweet voice told you to check in at EnchantrixTees.com. You get here, and there's no blog. Oh no! Well, never fear. I am 2 days late due to the fact that my computer decided to celebrate Mercury retrograde by eating my graphics card. So we'll get into that another day. On with the show. Here is your guide to the blog train. If you have not yet read any of them or you haven't been listening to some of the audios, here you go. Your first stop is going to be Mistress Constance. Click on the link and she's here to welcome you to the Locktober Museum with a warning. Will Miss Constance trick you or trap you? Or lock you up forever? You'll have to read her post to find out. And hey, leave her a comment. Leave a comment on every blog. So after Miss Constance, there is Duchess Willow, who seems like she'd be very sexy and harmless, right? Very unassuming. Tut, tut, tut. You boys never learn. And Duchess knows this. She knows that you're going to fall for a sexy vixen every time because you're led by your erections. Not to mention that you'd totally believe her if she told you that she was totally not the chastity witch. And then you'd wake up, you know what? I'll just let you find out for yourself what she's going to do to you. And then we move on to the doll exhibit with Miss Harper. And Miss Harper is a doll. She's a bewitching Victorian doll, as a matter of fact. And speaking of tricks and treats, here's another lovely mistress who loves tricking you and treating herself. You can't resist the lovely, lifelike Victorian dolly mistress, can you? I suppose I could warn you of the dangers ahead, but we already know that you're not going to listen. Speaking of virtual Halloween, I did place a post over at virtualworldphonesex.com about celebrating Halloween on Second Life with us, which I'm not on right now because my graphics card needs to be replaced. So I wrote a post telling you how to do that, how to join us, and how to find Enchantrix Empire in World. So please do stop by the Virtual World exhibit in the museum to find out more. And then we're going to keep going to human furniture. So I have a question for you. Would you like to be Mistress Hunter's special seat? Being turned into human furniture isn't so bad, is it? Unless you're locked into position along with many other things Miss Hunter can lock onto you. And if you want to find out what she's going to do to you and what she has in store, go to her Fornophilia exhibit right now. And then we move on to the BDSM exhibit with Miss Delia. If you like pain and being tricked, and you've survived the museum tour so far, perhaps you're equipped to handle Miss Delia's brand of BDSM museum torment. Why don't you test your endurance now and bear the marks of servitude? Of course, we did have to have a little intermission, and you're relieved because so far you're not really sure if you can keep going because you're scared out of your wits. So intermission comes along, everyone takes a break, and you're breathing a sigh of relief. You think to yourself, "Woo, okay, I guess this isn't so bad. I can do this." And then it happens. You hear a scream and a man running for his life. And behind him, calm and fresh as a daisy, is me, grinning from ear to ear. So, I bet you're wondering, what does Mistress Brighton have planned? Maybe I'll tell you. Maybe I won't. You'll have to check out the Locktober intermission post by clicking the link on my blog. And now, how about a break from being scared out of your pants with Miss Daphne? She wants to carve some sexy pumpkins, so you can join Mistress Daphne and carve your best pumpkin for her. And maybe if you do a good job, she'll give you a treat. And then when you're done with the sexy pumpkin carving, Princess Andy's having a party in the Wax Museum exhibit. So, I just need to tell you that there is a rumor that the museum is haunted, specifically the Wax Museum exhibit. But don't you worry. Princess Andy planned something fun for all of us, and she's going to let you have some fun with her at the party. I don't really think that there's anything too scary going to happen. Just maybe don't bend over. And when you're done with the party, the next exhibit is Mistress Rachel's Haunted Gallery of Humiliatrix Paintings. Yes, about that. You may find your manhood in question with Miss Rachel, and you may hear some far-off laughter in the gallery. And you might notice that things are not always what they seem, and that the paintings seem to be very happy. And so is Miss Rachel. I'm not going to give it away. You've got to go to her blog and go read it now to find out just what's going on. And with that, we have reached a little over the halfway mark. And that's what we've got going on so far. Miss Rachel is our current blog, and please go to her blog, leave a comment, and on her blog you can find out who's next on the Locktober Museum Tour. If you would like to call us, please dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for one of the Locktober mistresses. Dispatch will be happy to assist you. If you're looking for custom audios, check out our mistress directory on the custom audio site. That site is eroticaudios.com. And if you would like to visit our phone sex audio shop, where we have plenty of ready for download kinky audios for you, you can go to phonesexaudios.com. If you'd like a session with me, you can reach me at brighton@enchantrixempire.com. That is my email for inquiries on custom audios and Skype sessions and when I'm going to be on. And I will post another blog about Mercury retrograde and the fact that this particular retrograde has been eating things. Eating technology, for starters. But we'll get into that another day. I hope all of you are enjoying your night, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.